Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today, how to moonlight as a small business owner when you have a separate full-time job. Hear how a New Jersey teacher launched a brick oven pizza making business that he brings to your party. And we're brought to you today by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business-class PC featuring Intel Core processors lets small business employees do their best work wherever work takes them. Learn more at dell.com/radio. That's dell.com/radio. Looking for a side business to put a little more money in your pocket? Using any available weekend time might be a place to start. That's partly how a New Jersey man launched his business called Cara Mia's Pizza. Paul Poitras cooks wood-fired brick oven pizza in your backyard or at your big event, typically on weekends, since he's a full-time teacher during the week in the town of Old Bridge, New Jersey. Here's his story about moonlighting as a small business owner. Paul, why'd you do it?
Well, this all came about not planned at all. During college, I worked in a pizzeria. I started out driving, delivering, and I learned how to make pizza, and I learned how to work the ovens. And over time, I wound up managing the place, and I was the head pizza maker. So I learned a lot there. Then I bought a portable brick oven just for my backyard and to use with my family and just to make pizza for family events and for just having some friends over for casual parties. And it turned into one of my friends was asking me, hey, could you do this at my daughter's first birthday party? I said, sure, why not? So we wound up doing that, and it was very small, and it was not the production I have now. And it turned into Cara Mia's Pizza overnight.
Wow.
It was not planned at all.
Wow. Now, did you have some sort of cooking skills before you joined that pizzeria as a delivery guy in college?
Just casual stuff at home. I come from a big Italian family, so I always helped my mom and dad cooking and things like that, seeing what they do. I did most of the eating, but not a lot of the cooking, but I always helped.
Very good. So I'm curious, do the kids you teach in school demand stuff from you, say, on Fridays or for parties or something?
they always ask, and you know what? It's funny you say that because I always bring, if I always have extra dough at parties, I make some extra pizzas and put them in boxes, and I bring them in. And I also am a coach, so I coach wrestling, and we did a pizza party after the season was over, and I made some pizza for the kids. So, yeah, it was great. They always ask.
Oh, that's awesome. So your weekends really can be largely shot, right? I mean, you're teaching Monday through Friday, and I would imagine sometimes you get home and you kiss the family, and then you take off Friday night to some pizza-making gig, right? And not home till, I don't know, what, midnight or middle of the night Saturday.
Yeah, you know, Gordon, sometimes I have Friday parties or Saturday, Sunday parties. When I have two a weekend, yeah, it does get hairy. And plus, I have three kids, besides just doing the party, there's a lot of other things as far as, you know, making dough, shopping, prepping, and then cleanup. You know, cleanup is a two-hour process when I get home. So sometimes I even get home at midnight, and I'm washing dishes till 2 in the morning. So, yeah, it does get... You know, there's a lot involved.
Take us through some of the costs that you had to tackle, say, as you first launched this, in terms of, you know, I don't know, products you needed for your brick oven pizza setup.
Yeah, you know what? Like I said, when I first did my first party, I had the bare minimum, and when I first was doing it, I was like, wow, I need this and this, and I just wrote a list, and the list was extensive in the beginning. And it came from there, and I was actually working out of my family minivan, and that was quickly put to rest by Mrs. Caramia's Pizza. And I had to buy a trailer and a pickup truck, and yeah, it did get costly in my first year, but yeah, we're ready to go for year two, and I'm really excited.
Oh, very good. So you've been around for, a full year at this point?
This is, May will be one full year that I did my first party. So, yeah, it's taken off quite a bit in a year.
And explain the business model here, Paul. Do you charge like a single fee to come out, or do you charge by the pizza you make or by the hour? How do you do it?
So how I charge is I charge from 0 to 50 people is one rate. I give everyone one rate for that, and I service your full party. So if you have a party of 50 people, I always tell my customers that I will fully service your party. You don't need to do anything. A lot of the customers like to get a couple salads or apps or something like that, but that's not needed. But if you'd like to do that, that's totally fine. But I totally service your party. I bring enough, more than enough, to feed everybody at a party. So yeah, we go from, I've done parties from 10 people to, I've done a backyard wedding where they had 110. So we're fully capable of doing the small end or the larger end of parties.
Goodness gracious. I know obviously you're a full-time teacher. This is a moonlighting gig you have, but is there room for expansion? Could you do more, or would you have to hire somebody, say, to take some of that off your plate?
Well, I mean, the people who have been helping me out have all been friends and family. And like I said, year one, and there has been times where people have tried to call me where I only could be in one place at one time, and I really feel bad about turning people away. But so that has been on the table about doing another crew. But we're seeing how year two goes, and if that's something that needs to be addressed for the following season, I think that might be a direction we might be moving in, is having another crew, and hopefully we get that big. That would be wonderful.
Do you love it, or is it that you love making the extra cash, or how do you put that all in perspective?
I'll tell you what. What makes me really happy about doing this is the customers' appreciation and how much positive feedback I've gotten. That's what really makes me love it, and makes me love doing it. All the compliments I've gotten from all the parties I've done have really made it worthwhile. A lot of people tell me this at parties, that what's really unique about what I do is they said that they had 12 slices of pizza and every single one of them were different.
Yeah.
And that's what really makes the experience so unique. Because if you just went out and ordered pizza, you could probably have, three or four slices. But with what I do is, even at all the parties I do, I'll say if I make 50 pies, 30 of them are different. So that's a really cool thing.
And just to clarify, these are not like the normal pizzeria size. They're a slightly small. I don't know if you call them like a personal pizza, but
right.
How would you describe them?
They're 12-inch and thin crust. I make thin crust 12-inch pies. I make my own dough. We grind our own tomatoes. My sauce is totally my own, and so is my dough. I shop for every single party. Nothing is bought in bulk. Everything is fresh.
Wow.
So I take pride in that as well.
Sure. We're speaking with Paul Poitras. He's owner of a company called Caramia's Pizza, based in New Jersey. He's a full-time teacher, also a wrestling coach, husband, father to three girls. He moonlights with this brick oven pizza making business that he brings to your backyard or party or deck. We're talking about how he pulls it all together. Let me ask you this. So since you started last May, have you had to make any adjustments based on, I don't know, a consistent customer request that you might not have considered?
Like I said in the beginning, it was really raw. This has all been modified throughout a year. Like I said, all I have was a brick oven, a table, and somewhere to make pizza and serve. And like I said, from every party, I find out I need this, or I need something else, or I could use this. So there's always adjustments being made. And that's what it's about. I mean, if you're always not thinking forward, you're going to get left behind. So it's always good to make adjustments. But we like where we're at right now, and I'm looking forward to a great second season. I really have been blown away with how how much everybody loves what I'm doing. So it's a really good thing.
Too soon to think about potentially franchising, or have you even been approached about that?
I have not, but I will always listen. Like I said, it's really early, and it's going well, so I don't know. I'm always open to anything. Absolutely.
Would you sell?
I don't think so. I like what I'm doing, and my family loves it too. Even though I'm gone, Cara Mia are my two girls, and that's what it's named after, and yeah. they're always willing to help. And believe me, they're only 7 and 5, so when they get a little older, I'm sure they're going to want to jump in.
What's the best way that you get customers? Is it social media? Do you do traditional advertising? Is it word of mouth?
I tried some advertising in the beginning, but I've found that Facebook has been a tremendous way to get my word out, and nothing's better than word of mouth. And I tell you, I've had a lot of bookings from people who have attended a party. And then they book me for theirs, and, yeah. And that's the best way for me to spread my word, is to actually see and taste.
Yep.
So if you're there at a party and you like it, what I'm doing, and that's where I've been getting a lot of my calls for bookings as well.
Given that you work with extreme heat and flames at times, do you have insurance costs?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I'm fully insured. I use a company called Flip, which is Food Liability Insurance Program. They're wonderful, fully insured. I found that I should do that as well, and that's all taken care of. Yeah.
How's the current business environment for you, Paul?
I tell you, like I said, it's mostly a weekend thing. I find that spring, summer, and fall are pretty much my target areas, but I've had a great winter. I was blown away with how much business people were having in the winter. And you know what? I said if people want it, I'll do it. I'll tackle any. I cook pizza in the snow, and I cook pizza in extreme heat. So I've had both ends of the spectrum.
What would you say is the biggest lesson you've learned along the way as a small business owner and moonlighter?
To definitely be prepared. I tell you, like I said, this was how this was born, and I found that I needed things along the way. It's just when you go to a party and you find out you need something and you don't have, you got to really improvise and make sure you have it for the next one. So yeah, like I said, we're in the beginning we were raw, but now we're full steam ahead. We got everything covered, every base covered.
When you first started teaching, did you immediately think, man, I need a side business, or did this just kind of appear out of thin air, this opportunity?
Well, I worked all summer at a summer camp, so that's what I did for about 10 years. And like I said, this was not planned at all, and this is my first year. I formed my summer job that I will not be coming back. I left on good terms. But I needed to be, full time of what I'm doing with Caramia's Pizza, and having time to spend with my family as well. So that's important.
Thanks, Paul. It's Paul Poitras, owner of Caramia's Pizza, and we're brought to you today by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this: Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to Geico.com. After 75 years. They know how to save you money. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, like Paul did today, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.